good morning, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, or good afternoon, or good day. And this, then, is the right song from yesterday. This is Ace of Spades. And this, then, is Motorhead. Thank you, Margaret. You're welcome.
Well.
No, not well.
We had that argument already, okay?
I know that. You're stepping all over the vocal film.
Aren't you stepping on the vocal film? Everybody's stepping on the vocal, all right?
Bro, can't do that, bro.
I win the argument because...
Damn, not really, because yesterday...
Shut your...
I take it easy. Hey, welcome, folks, to the show. I can't even hear the God... Excuse my language. The GD song, because everybody's trying to take ownership or do something.
Make ownership?
Yeah, Phil, you got to slow down. Sure. Everyone's trying to take ownership of the song. This was the one that was supposed to be played yesterday?
No, I told you already that she messed it up.
Who's she?
You.
Who's you?
You.
Well, you're not...
Okay, wait, bud. Call her. Be respectful, all right?
Mrs. Gray.
You can call me Margaret.
Thank you. Now, forget.
That, I'm glad you forgot. And I wanted to forget. That was Ace of Spades. That's Motorhead. And you know your music. Okay, Margaret?
Well, you don't have to be such a...
Look, I'm being a smartass, Mr. Henley.
Hey, you know what? I'm deserving of being a smartass, given all the bullcrap that we went through yesterday on this. Why is this chord sitting here?
That is the new chord.
Let me ask you a question, Phil. If the audience will love this. How many new chargers have you purchased for that iPhone? Look.
Yeah, they're very good question. How many?
Two.
Oh, bullcrap. Two. You purchased at least a half a dozen. There's the one that you didn't know you had when you went over to Hawaii.
Yeah, but Sonny, you went out and bought a new one, right?
I got a new charger in Hawaii. I know, I got a new charger at the airport. I don't know where the thing went. Sometimes you forget them. Those of you looking at Phil TV in HD, here it is, the charger.
Yay! Very good.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Now, what is the blue plug? I don't understand the significance of that.
It's not of any significance. They sell them that way.
It's just some blue plug. It's probably not even approved by Apple. You know, half of these plugs that they sell you, whether they be in the...
The gas station, Frank and I bought a number of different things.
I want to hear what Phil's got to say.
I can tell you, Frank and I bought a number of things.
I want to hear what Phil is, if he's going to say something.
Yes, his story's more relevant.
I'm told, well, you know what, both of you guys...
Wait, Margaret, come on.
No, both of them can hang it in my ass.
Well, Margaret...
Well, no, this has been going on.
Nothing's been going on. You're just, once again, you got your feelings hurt.
I said Frank and I went north to see you at Sketchfest, by the way, and we purchased a bunch of iPhone chargers, and all of them were garbage.
All of it was garbage.
Yes, all of it was garbage. And when I came back, I wrote a letter to the gas station where we purchased it.
What do you mean you wrote a letter to the gas station?
Yes. Where was I supposed to write the letter? Who was I supposed to address it to?
Well, I mean, maybe to the people that manufactured the plug, but I understand your point. You're saying that you bought a bunch of crap stuff at a gas station that was supposed to fit the iPhone, and it didn't work, right?
No, it did not work. And that was the point I was going to make, and I know that you were going to make a similar point, so I thought I would preempt you.
Yeah, see, that's what she did. She preempts you, Phil.
Oh, I don't care. If the stories are similar, I want to hear them. Don't look out for me. I'll look out for myself.
I'm just trying to tell you, every time I want to hear a story that you got to tell, here comes Margaret with the whole, hey... sometimes I think you want your own show.
I know I want my own show. Phil knows for a long time I wanted my own show.
Well, then why don't you do the Saturday show?
I don't want to get up on Saturday and do this. you really don't get it.
Yeah, but Saturday, nobody wants to get up on Saturday.
What is it with you anyway, Phil? You don't understand. I don't want to get up on Saturday. I want my own Monday through Friday show.
Oh, boy, that'll be great.
I want it.
Margaret, you'll get it with our endeavor. With our enterprise, with our platform, you'll get it when we're able to give it to you. If you want to go out someplace else, somebody else hires you, I don't know. But,
Is that a man that just lit himself on fire there?
No, that's a dummy, I think. It's a fake...
They're burning a newspaper man.
Yeah, that's all a newspaper man.
Well, what is that about?
That's all that bullshit having to do with the North Koreans, which, by the way, we're going to be talking with Ron Tarna today. From the Cloverfield Observatory there in Mountain Meadow, Colorado. He is going to be talking to us about, Korea's nuclear capability or whatever.
Well, that sounds really exciting. Yeah, what is it with this, what are you trying to be, Mr. Science?
No, I ain't trying to be Mr. Science. I just want to get a little bit of the lowdown on what's going on. Maybe I don't want to talk about guns anymore. You know?
Well, speaking of that, you do have Jay Santos there in Burns, Oregon, standing by to report in.
Yeah, Mr. Santos is there, along with Billy Hansen out of Beaver Brigade.
Yeah, the Beaver Brigade. I got all about the Beaver Brigade.
What do you mean you got all about? You don't want to see... The real story here is La Beaverate, which is the liberated female citizens beaver... Well...
Yeah, see? And you're going to say...
Just don't give me that look, bud.
He's not giving you a look. Every time you say a word, Margaret, that you think somebody should find dirty, you think they're giving you a look.
And I'll go... Now, you know what? I'll back that up. 1,000%.
You know what you said, General? You went, go. No one understands you any longer. No one... All they can do is lead you to and from the men's room. That's all. Lead you to and from...
All right, Hey,
watch it.
You're going to step to me?
No, I'm getting... I'd love to do it. I'm getting up, and I'm going to walk it off. God damn it. Where's the cottage cheese?
Don't have any cottage cheese. Got Gilgert.
Give me one of those.
See how upset he gets?
Well, look, Margaret, when you insult somebody that way...
No, you know, I'm tired of the look, Margaret. That man... I forget.
See, you guys forget what your arguments are about. That's the problem. All right, world-famous Phil Henry Show. And PhilHenryShow.com. By the way, this is a new one from Anthrax called Breathing Lightning from the album For All Kings. This is a good song. This is a good jam. It's a good album.
Yeah. The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico. We'll continue in just a moment.
Yeah. Best of 2015 download is coming soon, baby. That's right. The best of the year of 2015 of the world-famous Phil Henry Show will be coming soon to our online store. We should have it done by the end of next week. And when it pops into the online store, brother, you'll be able to grab a hold of some of the finest of the fine, some of the greatest of the great, some of the very cool bits that we've done over the last year. Because while we do have our best of CDs, we have our best of, you know, the best of downloads.
Those are all from the radio days.
Yes. While we still have those, we certainly do have as well other work that we're very proud of. So we'd like to hear it. And if you want to get a sampling of that, I suppose you could call it a sampling. If you want to hear some of the best things that we did over the last year, listen to our Best of 2015, world famous Phil Henry Show Best of 2015. Download coming soon to our online store. It ought to be a very... Very groovy thing. All right, so we have some traffic. We had all kinds of things happening today. And if I could just refresh by... So you coming back, General?
Yes, I'm coming back. I went and got some Go-Gurt.
Is that the fruit at the bottom?
Yes, it is the fruit at the bottom.
All right, I'm just checking. Is that the... Do you have the blueberry?
I have the blueberry and the strawberry.
Oh, man.
What's the problem?
There's not going to be any left.
Ms. Gray, there's some left, but you also did take a lot.
I took two of each. I took two blue... Who gives a sweet holy... Here, take one.
I'm not gonna take that after you lipped it. We used to call it something else when I was a kid, but we're more evolved now.
Oh, yeah, man, I know what you used to call it. And lip it.
I was not gonna say that.
Well, is that what you were thinking, right?
I was... Yes, you and lipped it.
What is this... Are you guys on a schoolyard still?
I didn't say it, she did.
No, but last week when I gave him the spoon back, he go, oh, good, you and lipped it.
Would you give me the spoon back from what?
When I had that marble swirl ice cream, and I said, remember I sucked the spoon, and you went, Mama, let me take a lick on that, and...
I did. God damn it, she misinterpreted everything.
Boy, this is getting interesting.
Yeah, that's right, I heard that. And then you said, let me get a lick on that, Mama. And then you said, oh, damn, you end-lipped it. I heard that.
Look at Robert, I didn't mean it in the sense that you're hearing it.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Deck, look, Robert, you gotta just chill on this, man. It's water under the bridge. Let bygone be bygone.
Bygone be... Man, I ought to kick your ass.
Hey, all right, watch it now. Break it up. I don't want to hear any of that crap anymore. Do you understand?
Hear any what? What crap?
Well, the fact that I said he end-lipped it, that I didn't use the word.
I don't want to hear it.
All right, but what you did do is you lipped it.
I lipped it, yeah. Because you... It looked... Look, she was sucking on the spoon, and jokingly I said, hey, Mama, let me take a lick of that. And she goes, ooh, like that.
I didn't go, ooh. I might have made a little toss of my curl, of the curl, that the one that I was working with.
Yeah, when you came back from the hairdresser and the one curl didn't work.
Exactly. Thank you, Bud. There was one of the curls that didn't work. So I was tossing it, and then I was licking the marble ice cream.
All right, Margaret, can I be spared the details? So what happened after that?
And then I went home. There,
You're despaired the details.
I mean, you're spared the details.
What happened?
I licked the spoon. I went like that.
Yes, she did that, and I went, God damn it, you licked it.
And although you did say something different.
No, I said you, and then you came back and you said at least I didn't in-lip it. Okay?
Man, oh man, I just knew it. White people all the time.
Don't give me that, Robert.
No, it is, right behind your back. White people.
It wasn't behind your back, you were sitting in a room.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah, see, now hold on for a minute. When I said,
look, and you guys just break this up and figure it out later, okay? I don't want to hear anything like in-lip did. And you guys, whatever you got going on there, General and Margaret,
there's nothing going on, thank you very much.
No, there was, you know, my wife Patsy's listening. Patsy, honey, you know I love you. All I did was when Margaret went bleh, like that, okay, it reminded me of that movie. Patsy knows what I'm talking about. The movie you and I watched last week.
What are you talking about?
Never mind. And that's when then she said, here, Daddy. And I went, thanks. And I said, God damn, you lipped it. And she went, at least I didn't end-lip it. What the fuck are you laughing at?
Would you watch your language?
Yeah, please do watch your language.
Well, what are you laughing at, Phil?
You, man, with the whole
Kid, it's pretty funny, generally, to think about you going all like that.
You know what? I'm going to finish this fruit at the bottom strawberry cup, and let's just pretend we never met.
Okay, well, Stalag 17 or whatever it was.
Yeah, William Holden.
Yeah, signing off. All right, we do have to get to some traffic, because if we don't, we're going to be in a world of hurt here, man. So let's go to Bob Bacon. Bob Bacon, with our traffic right now here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And, of course, we have Sky Boy and Sky Baby. How are things looking, brother?
I'm feeling great. You're the guy, Bob. I'm all in. Tell you what, I think I'm going bald because I have a half-shot around that leg, lickle my testicles machine. And look at the Pepper Freeway now. Right now, it's just checking this out. The three I see Alpine. They're finding Alpine Village is over there, and Santa Claus is coming to town. It's guard. And there's a charred body, and there's some kind of a remain over there for the rains of the day. And Anthony Hopkins is up there. He's liberally oiling up some of the polar bad bats here. Let's go to the Sky Boy out there.
What is going on up there?
Bob Bacon.
What is that guy doing?
Well, he tries to make it sound like he's crashing the helicopter every day, isn't it?
No, I'm telling you, Sky Baby.
Yeah, Sky Baby apparently has caused a rift.
What do you mean, caused a rift?
I thought you were outside walking it off with your fruit-at-the-bottom blueberry.
My fruit-at-the-bottom blueberry?
Talking about your yogurt.
Oh, I thought she was talking about...
You were talking about your testicles?
Would you guys just knock it off?
Sorry.
Now, what's the story?
Sky Baby is angry, as you've probably been hearing the last couple of mornings.
What's Sky Baby angry at? First of all, I could give a shit, but...
What do you mean you could give a shit?
I have a contract with Bob Bacon to do the traffic, and nobody can understand a word he says, so I'm getting robbed right there. Then he's brought in Sky Boy, because when I had that conversation with him, Bud, you were there, right, and Robert?
No.
Yeah, well, I mean, you basically said to him, can't understand a thing you're doing or saying up there. And he goes, well, that's because I got a lot to do. And you go, okay. And then he goes, yeah. And that's when he said...
That's when he said he was going to get this Sky Boy, right?
What do you mean he's going to get a Sky Boy?
See, that right there, if that is overheard on a phone conversation, you have got worlds of hurt, Phil. And the worst problem that you could possibly have sure isn't anyone going, oh, you lipped it, blah, 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 blah.
Fuck it.
Well, I'm sorry, Phil.
Anyway, so as we were saying before we were so rudely interrupted by Margaret's comment, this guy, Bob Bakey, and
wait a minute, you can't put this on me.
Margaret, would you shut up for 5 seconds and let the man finish? Simmons.
God almighty.
Just 5 seconds.
They like, damn. One, two.
All right, Margaret, why don't you do the show? You want to do a show? Here, you can do the show.
I'm only kidding, for God's sake. Now, the Sky Baby, and so then he said, yeah, I'll bring in Sky Boy.
Yeah, he said, I'll bring in Sky Boy. And bring in the Sky, and then they finally said, when we still couldn't understand what they were saying, they said, well, bring in the Sky Babe. And you said, what a good Sky Babe. And they said, the guy, he's Boyd the Sky Baby Sweetan.
Oh, not that. Are you kidding me or something?
Wait, what is this? What are you talking about?
This Sky Baby had some kind of a writer in the contract. The Sky Boy doesn't care. Bob Bacon, we're saying his name. But Sky Baby's name is Boyd Sweetan.
Yeah?
Boyd Sweetan wants his name announced, and apparently he's been pissed off.
Well, I don't understand a god. How can an individual be pissed off, as you say, when you can't understand anything? All you can hear that baby saying is, and then he goes, da-da-da, like that.
Yeah, the baby sounds pissed. I just as soon kick the goddamn thing out of the helicopter, excuse my language, and certainly I don't mean that literally for all of you mothers that are going to be writing in. I'm just saying that if I'm up there doing traffic, and I got some squealing brat in a diaper trying to tell me how the world turns, shit, I'll pick it up with one hand, fling it with the other, and still get finished with my oatmeal before first call.
Yeah, we know what you mean, General.
You, thank you.
Okay, so now that we know that you would fling an innocent child.
Oh, innocent, all of us. Get a load of this guy.
There's nothing innocent about him, Mr. Ernie. Sky Baby trying to butcher everything alive. You know,
what do you mean, Sky Babies? Get that Bacon on the phone before I flip my lid.
Well, Mr. Handy, you gotta understand.
Get him on the phone.
Hey, Bob Bacon.
The name is Bob.
I know. Bob. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, Bill Bunchin.
Hey, Bob, it's Phil Hendry.
Yeah, Bill Bunchin.
What is up with that Sky Baby and the whole, you know.
I'm with General Bob Evans, Sky Baby, up hand. I'm Phil Evans.
Hey, Sky Baby.
God damn, that was enough to the Sky Baby. Use the vulgarity of oxygen. Yeah, that's why I'm scared, Phil. I can't run.
You can't even understand that.
I can't ground it, Bob. That's fine.
He can't ground the boy.
I'm saying.
Oh, get out of here, all of these people, man.
Well, you're the one that signs their paychecks. You're the one that has them in our employ. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
That Sky Baby.
Wow. Yeah, but you want to know what I think? I think the kid's rabid.
Wow. I'm telling you, that kid is not long for this earth.
Well, what does that mean?
It means that I'm not going to sit there and listen to this kid going. Bah, 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 bah. Sounds like it sounds threatening.
Oh, get a load of you with the thin skin. You think some baby's going to threaten you?
Yeah, Mr. Henry. Just like the general said, all you do is take it and fling it.
I'd take that and fling it in 5 different directions. First goes the diaper, then goes the pacifier, then goes the Sky Baby, and then anything else that all of his, that his diaper kit and all of his cheese. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Henry's laughing, otherwise he'd continue. Woman
is scared. You know, this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray. We'll be back with our very first pronouncement. I do believe we have Chef Carl Giudilia. We'll be back with him. Mr. Henry's laughing.
Not laughing.
Yes, you were laughing.
One night with dude, I mean, I'm just going to tell you something. You can laugh if you want, but you got this baby, this Skype. I don't give a damn if its name is Boyd Newton or what is his name?
His name's Boyd the Sky Baby Sweetan.
Wait a minute. I think I know that name. I don't know. There's something from my past.
Why, I hope not.
Oh, what an asshole. She like when I drive it, I like it in park.
Pull that thing over you like. And we'll be right back. Got her floating like riding on stars. So I keep it.
World famous Phil Hendry says that Sky Baby.
I've got a load of this guy making fun of the late, great, and wonderful Biggie Small. And you're
Yeah, all right, so I thought that might be.
Yes, we know. You thought it might be a Sky Baby. No, it is not. It is Biggie Smalls. And God rest his soul.
Hey, by the way, speaking of God resting their souls, and I mean this all seriously, all of us here at the world famous Phil Hendry Show do bow our head for a period of time today, as will be the desire of each individual to remember the artists, the writers, and everybody at Charlie Hebdo who died on this day 1 year ago when murdered by these Islamo-fascists that busted into the office there and attacked not just freedom of speech, they attacked the freedom of artists to express artistically, to satirize, to humorize, to to do what I like to think I've been doing here for the last God knows how many years. And so I say that with all sincerity, and I know that I stand in solidarity with a lot of people all around the world that do this for a living. And it's not a safe world even for artists. This is a great country, man, where we can do all this horse shit that we do. But in countries like France, and maybe here too, you're under the gun. So that is simply what we wanted to say. We're thinking of everybody there in the Charlie Hebdo organization today. And the good news is they have, I think, quadrupled their circulation. Bud, you have the numbers?
Yeah, they quadrupled the circulation, and they now publish in, like, Chinese, everything.
You mean they do publish in several languages?
I am aware of a Chinese edition.
Well, do they, was it English? What is it, in English?
It's French and Chinese.
Well, what good is that going to be? It's more than that, bud. What are you talking about?
It's all I got here.
Let me see that. Well, it's in a half a dozen languages.
So that's nice to know. Charlie Hebdo alive and well and publishing in a multitude of languages and with a much, much larger subscription and circulation, and now they're conducting business from a secret location.
No, they're gonna do that because
on account of they might get attacked again and everything.
Yeah. Now that is the world we live in, and you know, as Tiny Tim said, God bless us all.
Got that right, Tiny Tim, wherever you are, or should I say, R.C. Tim or Tiny, I forget.
Who played Tiny Tim anyway?
On what?
On our Christmas Carol.
Oh, that was Tiny Steve Jr., I think.
Tiny Steve, yeah. All right, folks, let's see what we got. I think it was played by R.C. Collins. Let's see what we got going on here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We do have Chef Carl Cedilli is going to be talking to us today about making red beans and rice. Man, I love red beans and rice. And so, where is the chef?
Chef Carl Cedilli is going to be at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California, is where Chef Carl Cedilli is. So let's get on the horn with him, if we've got him there.
Yeah, Chef Carl Cedilli. Chef Carl Cedilli.
Would you give the guy's name right, bud?
The guy's name is Cedilli, not Cedilli. God damn.
Chef Carl Cedilli on the line with us here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And Chef, nice of you to be with us. I know it's a busy day, as always, there at Ted's of Beverly Hills. What do you got cooking up today for us?
Today we're going to be talking about red beans and rice, you indicated. And I know Bob DiPantero, red beans and rice. But I tell you something, there's nothing as delicious as a plate of red beans and rice. And today we're mixing a little ground turkey. Isn't that there? Because, well, ground turkey.
What'd you say, ground turkey, Chef?
Yeah, ground turkey. And you'll notice that I let you interrupt me. And
just for a few questions.
Yeah, I understand. A few questions.
This ground turkey, can it be a...
I said a few questions.
Can it be frozen? Can it be frozen?
No, because then you can't cook it. What the hell can...
If she thaws it out.
If she thaws what out? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm talking about the turkey, Chef Cedilli.
Oh, yes, you can thaw the turkey out. God damn. I'm sorry, Phil. It's very frustrating. That interrupts me, okay?
All right, we'll try not to interrupt you. Go ahead.
All right, Bud Dickman, first of all, what we do is we get ourselves a big 1 pound bag of red beans.
1 pound bag of the bean?
And then we get ourselves a couple pounds of basmati rice.
A couple pounds of basmati rice.
Then what you want to do is get yourself some of the spices. Probably got a Cajun spices from Zatrain to make a good one.
Get some of that spice from the Zatrain.
Then what I'd like you to do is get 3 pounds of ground turkey and please make it frozen. It's not going to do any good that way.
Well, how about if they thaw it out?
Yeah, you can thaw it out. But in any event, get the turkey. Then what you want to do is put it in a pan and fry it up, and then sprinkle it in just a little bit of the Zatrain. Or what you could do is just get a box of Zatrains and go ahead and make that, and then mix that in with the ground turkey. Thanks for Carl Cedilli today with our big, and I do mean very, very big recipe here. Red beans and rice. That's red beans and rice for you and yours here. And we look toward the Mardi Gras month coming up not too long from now.
All right, Chef Cedilli, just one thing I want to ask you.
Yeah.
You said just go ahead and get the box of Zatrains and just make that?
Yeah, if you want to just cut through all of this stuff, because, you know, I'm a chef, and you're never going to be able to do it.
What do you mean? We're not going to try and get it as good as you, but we'd like to make it approximate to what you do.
No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So what I ask you to do is just go and get a box of Zatrains, make that, and pretend you made that, you know, that's...
What do you mean, pretend?
I mean, just pretend, oh, wow, look what I made. You can tell people you made it.
Oh, they're gonna taste it, Chef. I can assure you that I know the difference between something that is created whole in the kitchen and something out of a box. I can assure you of that.
Well, I'm sure you know what comes in a box, but it's not necessarily something you eat. Chef Carl Trigilio.
How dare you?
Chef Carl Trigilio, I'm out.
No, you can't hang up.
Oh, come on!
Get that man. I want to talk to you off the air.
All right, Chef Carl Trigilio, folks, and thank you very much.
I want to talk to him.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Margaret.
Yes, Chef Trigilio. Yeah, you think you're funny, huh? Do you think you're funny? Turn the music off, bud. I can't hear it. Do you think you're funny, Chef? You said, I'll bet you know what comes in a box and it ain't necessarily food. Now, you and I both know. Yes.
What's he talking about?
Hold on. That's so you think I wear one, huh? Do you think I wear one? I don't care if I come off but. Well, you're a fat pig, and you probably have got just a gallon of oil. Ooch. He hung up.
What is it?
He said I wore a jock strap, all right?
God damn.
Why?
He's got some problem with my very aggressive female nature. And I said, when you said it comes in a box, is it what I think it is? And he said, well, what do you think it is? I said, I'm not going to say.
Margaret, we were listening to your half of the conversation. We didn't hear any of that. No, we didn't.
Well, it was just a certain unspoken communication we were having.
What do you mean?
I mean, there was a... Can I get on with this?
Go ahead.
So I said to him, so it comes in a box, do it. Or I mean, does it? And he said it do, or it does, or however he speaks. And then I said, well, what is it? And he said, three guesses. The first two don't count.
Are we going to get to the... Margaret, what? Get to it, will you?
He said that what I wore came in a box.
Yeah, it was a jockstrap.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did. And we just wanted to get the background. And now you want to draw it out like it's a big, big production. You got a problem with him, or he has a problem with you.
Yes, because I'm an aggressive female.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. We'll talk to him about that. And I think that's very insulting if that's what he meant to say.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Chef Trigilio's he's up to his ass in over there, man. Excuse my language. I mean, he got all those people he's got to serve. He's got Ted Bell running up his rear end. And then on top of that, he's got the show, you know, this little segment he does. The place is hot. He's fat. You know?
Well, I do understand that he's a fat lard ass. And when it gets hot in the kitchen, goddamn. I'll bet you that place.
That's what I'm talking about. And I told him, I said, you know what, you fat ass? You've probably got a gallon of oil dripping off your...
Oh, man.
And that's when that's when I hung up, but I could hear him say he was going to hang up, and I said, me first...
Which, of course, we didn't hear any of that.
Phil, I said, me first, and I went to hang it up, but I was still listening. Forget it. You know, you guys will never understand the way that I intimidate some men. It's really fascinating. And yes, do I like to see them grovel and squirm? Yes, I do.
Well, you know what? That's not hard to imagine, because you do it to us.
No, I do not do it to you.
Well, this morning we got a whole thing here about you saying that I had nothing but a pair of what do you call it, blueberries between my...
No, she didn't. She was talking about you eating that. Let's get off this. All right. Thanks so much, Chef Trigilio. That was just freaking great, man. Hey. All right, folks. We're going to be right back at a world-famous Phil Henry show. And when we do come back, of course, we're going to go up to Oregon. And we have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, where things are, you know, things are smoking up there. They have as well the Oregon Beaver Brigade. Now, those cats are not on the side of this armed militia up there. And these guys are in a nature refuge, right, Margaret?
Yes, I read where they are in a nature refuge. And by the way, the bird watchers, all of the people that love nature, are up in arms about these quasi-fascists, really.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people that like to go bird watching, and they're going to drive these weird asses who don't know their ass from a hole in the ground about, you know, living outdoors.
All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Have a world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Yo!
Yeah! Yeah, this is Robert Leonard reminding you that the world famous Phil Henry Show has given away the prize, you know, to Matthew S., right?
Yeah, it was Matthew S. was the winner of our grand prize. He's coming to L.A. with a person of his choice to see Star Wars, The Force Awakens, go out and have a steak dinner, maybe with Ted Bell, maybe at Ted Bell's. Who knows?
Right. So we did that. Now, I also want to remind you, the best of 2015 is going to be coming, and then it'll be the Milwaukee Lions, their full 2015 season that you'll be able to get as a single download from philhenryshow.com. That's all the Milwaukee Lion games, all the playoff games, and all of the Lions line. You know?
Oh, so you're, wow, that's a hell of a value.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
How much is it going to cost?
We don't know yet. You know, because Mr. Henry wants to charge a very fair price, but I am, you know.
But how come you get to figure it out?
Because I asked Robert to consult with me on this.
I don't know. I think $10 is good. I think we ought to jack the money up there and see it roll in, man. I think we really ought to stick it. I don't want to stick it to anybody.
Oh, you don't want to stick it to anyone, but I think that if you have the opportunity to make a fair dollar on this, Phil.
No. We're gonna make it a very affordable thing, because we want people to hear our Milwaukee Lion product. We're very, very proud of that. So that is, so that's coming up next week, Robert, is what?
Yeah, it's the best of 2015, and then the following week is going to be the Milwaukee Lions, the entire 2015 season with the Lions Lion shows and the playoff games. It's all from you here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Yeah!
Feel the fire where she walks.
All right, man. We're going to go to Oregon.
Thanks for the warning.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh, I've never heard that one.
You know what, General? Because I thought of it and you didn't.
Yeah, that's it, Margaret. You got that one.
Yeah, thank you. All right, look. We are going to go to Oregon, and we're going to be talking with our good friends there in Oregon, Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, as well as we've got Brilly Hansen. Brilly Hansen is with the Beaver Brigade of Oregon, and I'll tell you, it's been an exciting, if not, hair-raising few days up there so far, as these guys are, I don't know what they're attempting to prove or not prove, but we do have with us Jay Sanis, Citizens Auxiliary Police, to give us a little bit more detail on this. Jay, how are you on this third day?
Well, Phil, I'm doing very good, and, you know, I can't complain. We feel we are doing our very best to try and contain the situation here. Citizens Auxiliary Police is here. We do have Beaver Brigade here. I saw Dean Beaumont, who's with a Gator Brigade, and I also saw as well Tully Freckman, who's over with the New York City LA Police. So everybody's out in force here.
Now, these are all of these rubber guns, you know, not rubber, but rubber bullets.
Yeah, General, have a little bit of respect, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't have respect. So these are your little neighborhood militias.
We are not a militia. We take a peek over our shoulder.
What is this, take a peek? What does it mean, take a peek?
General, don't be so put out, man. Just ask the question.
All right, I apologize. What do you mean you take a peek over the shoulder?
Where you been? You haven't been around, have you? Everybody around here knows. You haven't heard? Boy, you have to start reading the newspapers. See what it is?
No, I haven't read the newspapers. I haven't heard the latest big news on Jay Sanis.
What it is, we take a peek over the shoulder of the police, which means we do not negate the police officers, but we do want to take a peek over their shoulder to try and make sure that what they're doing is not against the law or is infringing on the constitutionality of it. Now, right now, General Shaw, Phil, and everybody listening out there, right now, we have a situation in this nature refuge where they have these militia guys, and they're holed up in there.
What did they hold up for? I mean, everybody's been saying, but I'm not sure.
What? Say again?
What did they hold up in there for?
What is exactly their grievance?
Well, their grievance is as follows. The Bureau of Land Management, which manages, you know, land.
Right.
They got pissed off at him because, I don't know, let's get really handsome over here.
See, you're not very up on what's going on, are you?
I know exactly, General, what's going on. Don't worry about it. Get Brilly over here. Yeah. No, hello.
Hello.
Brilly, it's Phil Henry.
Yes, hello.
Brilly, can you give us the background?
I've got to try to communicate with the police. Will you go over there, Jay?
I'll go talk to them now.
Yeah, go talk. I'm talking to the Oregon State Trooper, who saw a picture posted by you, Mr. Henry, on your feed?
Yeah, it was a picture of Kim Jong, the kid.
The Korea?
Yeah.
Well, did you say that was an Oregon trooper? Because right now this trooper is a hopping mad, you know?
I got it chilled out.
Oh, you got it chilled out, huh? Okay.
What's he pissed off at?
He says that no Kim Jong, there's no North Korean up in the woods. We went up, the Beaver Brigade went up along with La Beaverate, and I told the Beaver, girl to go.
What, is that what you call them, the Beaver Girls?
No. That's my wife, Sylvia, is the Beaver Girl. The name is La Beaverate, the Beaver Girl. But, you know, every time I'm on your program, I get flustered, Mr. Henry.
All right, I just, the question is...
I got to chill that now. Okay, Jay says he's got it chilled out. Yeah.
What, do you doubt me?
A little bit. So he was angry.
This guy saw the picture. It was a joke picture we put up of the leader of Korea with field glasses as he was looking out over a field. And we made the joke that he looked like he could be in... actually, I didn't. That was Steve Bozell, right?
Yes, it was on Steve Bozell's Twitter feed.
Steve Bozell?
Steve Bozell.
That's, you see, that's the guy that... That's another nut that Henry has on the program.
Well, I don't know, but... this man was saying that you basically intimated that the Oregon State Troopers were nothing more than a bunch of goons, you know, the North Korean goon. And I tried to assure him. I said, no, this was the furthest thing. But then I realized I really didn't care because it was about you and I barely know you, you know. And
I got chilled out over here.
I got it already, Jay. Would you come over here and take the phone from me?
Before you go, tell us, what is the main grievance of these guys at the Nature Reserve?
All right, the main grievance that they have is that the federal government arrested these men for what they say was fires they set to clear brush. But the federal government said it was vandalism, and they arrested them on these federal lands that they were operating on and took them to jail. Now, these guys here, this guy, Blaine Cooper, there's another nut, a little guy,
Don't call that guy nut.
Hey, Jay, I'm on the phone right now. Do you mind?
Yeah, but you call him a nut.
If I want to call him a nut, I'll call him a nut. I'll call you a nut. You know?
Yeah, but that's against calling. I want to grab the phone from me.
Please don't do that. Don't ever do that. Don't grab a phone from me, Blurry Hansen. When you grab a phone from me, what you'll pull back will be two shoulder stumps.
Oh, God,
shit. That's right. Read it and reap.
What?
Read it and reap.
Read it and weep?
Yeah, I'm not stuttering, am I?
Well, no one can understand your pseudo Alsace Lorraine accent.
Pseudo? Friend, let me tell you, I earned that. I earned that accent board by board, brick by brick, nail by nail. Okay?
Well, what are you talking about? You had to build it, like out of scrap wood or something?
I'm saying... Right here. You pissed him off.
All right, so we pissed him off. So what? So at least he told us the guys that are in that shack.
Yeah, the guys are in a shack right now are protesting the arrest of these guys.
Now, these are the Hammonds that are under arrest. My understanding, Jay, is that the Hammonds have absolutely no interest in being represented by any of these clowns. Is that right?
It's tough to say, Phil. I think through their lawyers, they indicated that they'd rather that these individuals not be taken over this refuge. And a lot of other stuff that I'm sure they're saying to make it sound, yeah, real good. Yeah, because they want to sound all good and everything. But I think that at the end of the day, there's no question in my mind, and I don't think it's no question in mine, probably even brilliant, everybody else, that the Hammonds and the people that are here, these militias and these other people, there's no question in my mind that they are here to do good. And they're doing it, and they're going to do it gooder. And they're doing good. So that's what the Beaver Brigade's doing, and that's what Citizens Auxiliary Police doing.
Which is what?
Well, you didn't tell him anything. I was overhearing it over here when I was having one of these Sara Lee plates. Do you want one? They just heated up some cinnamon buns.
I don't want that shit.
My wife, Beaver Girl, just heated that up. You would refuse the cinnamon bun?
I don't want this shit she's making. I want a meal. God damn it, what happened to the meals we were supposed to have?
We don't have any meals now. We gave them there to the militia. We have the cinnamon bun. The Beaver Girl heated up for you.
Look, why don't you put an end to this, Phil?
Wait, hold on.
What is going on?
I don't want the goddamn... I want a meal. I want one of those Stouffer's Hungry Mans.
Yeah, well, first of all, you have to be a man. Shit.
Go.
All right, thanks very much, guys, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
I'll bet you. I'd rather eat out of a toilet. You want to eat out of a toilet? Tell you what, I'll be done here in a minute. No, head on over to... Fuck you.
Congratulations.
Oh, I see. It's my fault.
Well, no, it's not your fault. It's just that, once again, a segment that should have been informative devolves into a lot of FUs.
Well, those two guys are not getting along. And you know, to the extent that I have exacerbated things with my very obvious disrespect of that guy Santos and that other weird ass, that Hansen. What's the guy's name?
Dave Billy Hansen.
Where's that guy from, anyway?
He's got, he has kind of a French... one day it's French, and the next day it's German. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, he does come from Alsace-Lorraine. You hit it.
Oh, so I did have it pretty close.
Well, that's very good, General.
Well, you know, I did do a little linguistic works in the U.S. Army, but that had nothing to do with anything having to do with language, if you know what I mean.
Oh, fuck. Not that funny.
No, it wasn't that funny.
Yeah, right.
All right. We're going to be back here with Dr. Ron Tarner, and he is going to be talking with us about North Korea and its nuclear capability. Jack, what do you think, man? I think,
they're probably going to bomb us and everything.
Yeah, sure.
Now listen to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. We'll be right back.
Baby. Support the podcast, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show podcast, by signing up for a BSP today. On Friday night, we're going to be at the Hollywood Improv to help Christine Blackburn celebrate her 50th birthday. It'll be her special live story-worthy podcast. I'll be telling a story, and then we will have an all-star storytelling situation. I'm really looking forward to it. And Christine always puts on a very entertaining show, and I'm happy that she asked me to be a part of it. So it'll be on Friday night at the LA Improv, or excuse me, at the Hollywood Improv on Melrose. And I believe the start is around 8 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, but I'm going to have to double-check that. And then 1 week from Friday, we'll be at the Sketch Fest in San Francisco, the San Francisco Sketch Fest, the Eureka Theater, and I have planned something very special.
Now, you have to tell us what, Phil.
I'm not going to say, man. I'm not going to say.
No, you're going to go ahead and let us just dangle, huh?
Yeah, it's going to have big production and everything.
No, it won't have a lot of big production. It's going to have a lot of character, man. It's going to have a lot of...
What do you mean by character? You mean like character as in upstanding guy? I'm joking.
Right.
He's going to... You're going to be doing a lot of different of the characters.
Yes, yes. And we will be doing these characters in concert with a piece of written work that is well known to all. And I think you'll enjoy it. So,
well, you just gave it away right there.
No, I did not.
Yeah, he's gonna.
If you say anything, bud, I'll kick your ass right through that wall.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, but that's just the facts. So join us at the San Francisco Sketch Fest a week from Friday, which is the 15th. And join us this Friday on the 8th at the Hollywood Improv in Hollywood, California for Christine Blackburn's 50th birthday party. And go to Facebook and get more information from Christine Blackburn's Facebook page. You can also get more information on that from my own friend's page there at facebook.com/Phil Hendry. All right, with us on the line from Mountain Meadow Observatory in the... Cloverdale, Colorado. I think I flipped the name of it there when I was talking about it at the beginning of the show there, Dr. Turner. The name of your observatory is what?
Phil, the name of our observatory is the Mountain Meadow Observatory at Cloverdale, Colorado.
Okay. Now, you have been on site there studying the effects of, or reading, if I may, the actual test that the North Koreans conducted, correct, sir?
Well, Phil, a bunch of the data has come our way. The actual first line or first response data, if you want to put it that way, came to us from JPL. Some of the listening and auditing, and I should say, tracking stations in the Pacific, as well as the other areas of data gathering, seismologic and so forth from around the region. And we did determine that there was some kind of a thermonuclear device. That it mimicked a thermonuclear device in much the same way that an earthquake might. And so that was our very first indication that something had happened. The other thing that had occurred was that there were actual reports, Phil, and that would be there are individuals, what we call anecdotal reporting, from the region.
Now, let me ask you a question, Dr. Turner. Is this, when you say anecdotal, was any of it coming from North Korea?
No, there is none coming from North Korea. This was all from the region, whether it was South Korea, Japan, or even Russia, for that matter, even China. But North Korea puts a very tight lid on these things.
Now, you know, they were trying to determine whether it was a successful test. Is that part of what you do?
That is not part of what I do, no. My first and foremost concern is the test itself, the thermonuclear seismologic effect, whether or not this is contains any danger, shall we say, to surrounding areas, environmental areas, or any impact in that way. It also is my job, as well as some of the other scientists here at the lab and at the observatory, to indicate any atmospheric problem that may occur. But it is not to figure out whether it's a successful test.
And so you are going to be there for how long?
I'm going to be here probably for the weekend. That's how it goes. And that's, hold on just a minute. That's how it goes, and that's what we want to make it as good as we can for as long as we can.
What was that? We heard a baby crying?
No. That's not a baby crying. It's just a toy that I've got. It's just a toy that I have. If I can move on, Phil, I had one more point that I wanted to make.
That's a toy? Sounds like a pretty funny toy.
It's just a thing that I use. The other point I wanted to make was that, yes, I will be here through the weekend, through Sunday, and then I believe I'm going to be off for 24 hours, and then I'm back on for another 72 hours straight as we continue to monitor the Koreans and what they're doing.
I'm hearing this again. It's very distressing.
Well, I can assure you, Margaret, there's nothing wrong with it.
But what is it?
It's nothing, Phil. It's a toy that I have. It's a toy that I have.
But wait, it's a toy.
I'm not going to answer questions from Mr. Dickman or Mr. Leonard if it's all the same to you.
That's fine.
Why not?
I'm not going to...
But all right, he's asking why not.
Because he's an idiot, and I've been on your program before.
Yeah, call me a name. You're the one kicking a baby.
Excuse me, young man. I'm not kicking a baby. I said it's a toy. Here, listen. It's a toy. All right.
Now, what is that toy?
It's a baby. It's a plastic toy baby that I kicked downstairs.
Well, what the hell do you want to do that for?
Because I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. You understand? I would much rather be anywhere but here. I was supposed to go to Miami. Get out of here. There, okay? Now that you've forced it out of me.
You know, Ron, you are a very disturbed man, and you cannot hope to provide. I would suggest 6 months.
I know, in the best institution. You've told me that before.
But look, I don't want to jump into... This doesn't sound so much like a disturbance problem as it is... See, here he goes.
You are very disturbed.
Look at this. Watch. Here it goes. Now, I'm kicking that baby, and it's a plastic baby doll. It's not a real doll. All right? And it's laughing. It's not crying.
All right. So what are you telling me? It's not a real doll, but it's okay that it's only laughing, so you're not hurting it.
Right. I'm not hurting it, but it's not real. So that should make you feel good on two fronts. See? Not a real baby, but it's laughing, and now I'm going to kick it down the stairs. The only thing that I got to tell you, Phil, I'm kind of proud of this. Dummy Hansen and I...
You got a scientist there named Dummy, huh?
Yeah, and he's goddamn brilliant, too. Okay?
Watch the language, please.
I'm sorry?
Watch the language.
Oh, okay. Since when did you start getting like a nun? The language I hear in your program...
I don't like it any more than anybody else does. There's not much I can do about it. I just ask you to watch your language.
All right, well, General, to answer your question, he's a brilliant man.
All right, and his name's Dummy.
Yeah, his name's... What about it?
Well, what did Dummy do?
What did Dummy do? Dummy... I'll tell you what Dummy did. Dummy wrote a paper which basically eviscerated the Chinese position... on their underground testing that they did in the 80s. You know what? I'm not even going to go into it. He is a brilliant man, that they have sidelined here, and all he does is sit and read reports. So I put him to work, and I said, look, I'm very angry. You really want me to say this, Phil?
Not really. I mean, I got you on the phone so that I could talk to you about what is going on with North Korea. Would you stop kicking that thing?
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to scream? Oh, man, that felt good.
In other words, you let kick at a baby downstairs.
No, I don't. I like kicking a plastic baby with a recording inside of its head downstairs. And the reason why I do that...
No, wait. I know. I've been on enough of Phil's shows to know. It helps you release the tension of not being able to take your vacation.
Yes.
And it helps you release the anger that you feel at how unfairly you're treated there at the observatory. And by kicking that doll down those stairs, you release a lot of that tension.
No, I don't release any tension. It doesn't work. And that's what I was getting to. See, so you aren't that smart, are you?
Well, I got the gist of it.
No, you didn't get the gist of it. Because what happened to me can happen to any man. I asked Dummy, I said to Dummy, would you help me build a doll I can kick down some stairs? And that will, and he said, sure. And I said to him, and at the bottom, I want to hear it scream. I want to hear it scream like a man. And he looked at me just the same way you might look at me, Margaret. And, or the way Phil would.
You know, I got to agree with Margaret at this point.
Yeah, I do too.
And what is that? Did I need help?
Yeah, you do need help. You do need help.
I do need help. Really? And where do you get that idea, Phil?
Because I think there's something wrong with a guy who's so upset that he's not taking his vacation because they have him working a little extra long hours, that he has one of the most esteemed scientists that you know in the world.
He's not that great. He's good. He's not as good as me. But he's sitting on his ass over there. How you doing, Demi? I'm looking at him right now. He's a scientist, and he's one of the best, and he's been sidelined by the bureaucrats and the technocrats and the scum!
You need a doctor.
Look, I just want to tell you one thing.
You need a doctor.
You need 6 months...
Yeah, in the best facility?
Yeah, in the best facility, not fatality.
Listen to this. Here is the way this baby is supposed to sound. Watch. And then I said, now it hits the floor. Now go. And then it... Shit. That's what I wanted it to sound like. And yep, he can't.
All right, folks.
What a sick, sick man.
He's talking about wanting to kick a baby?
I don't know whether he wants to kick a baby or not, but I don't know what the man wants to do. But as far as I'm concerned, he needs...
Oh, now you're laughing.
Well, the fact that he...
Excuse me.
Margaret, you're supposed to do the announcing.
This is the world-famous Phil... The world famous Phil,
I'll do it. Phil, the foof. I'll do it. The Phil foof.
I'll do it. The fruit.
I'll do it. The world famous Phil Henry Show is produced by me, Flute Fern. Forget it.
Anybody there? Hello, is anyone there? This is Ron Tarter. Okay, listen. Here's how the baby was supposed to sound. And, you're right. See? Then it goes down. Right. And then this. Ouch! Now what the hell is wrong with that?